Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Sorry for the delay. I was having a difficulty with my computer, but we're on now. And I want to welcome everybody to this morning's call. You can see my screen says I'm Kevin Flanagan, but I'm not. I'm Mark Smith, and we're glad to have you guys on the call today. Kevin asked me to host this morning, and I'm just going to keep an eye on the participants as they come in. But we have Howard Porter with us today to share. And Howard, we're looking forward to hearing what you have to say. So I'll hand it right over to you.
All right. Well, very good. I had asked Kevin what he would like to. I see Kevin's picture popped up, kind of scared me there. Kevin had talked a little bit about the idea that, the acknowledgement that we believe that true success comes from conducting our lives and our business in obedience to him. And I began to ponder on that a little bit, and the word conducting kept coming up, and it conducting is in a sense of leadership, is the idea of the guy standing in front of the orchestra with the baton, leading the various participants in that orchestra to bring their gifts, their abilities together to make a beautiful sound that is both satisfying to the ones involved in it as well as those who are experiencing it. So the word conducting, in a musical context, as well as in a leadership, both personally and in our business world, would indicate that there is a musical score or a plan that is to be followed, and that the conduct of others within the orchestra or that business will come together following that plan to make a successful and satisfying performance or result. That score or the plan for a successful business, as well as a satisfying personal life, is one that begs for advanced planning from the one who created the score or got the vision for what that mission of the business and or life was to be. And the common creative element to both Beethoven, Charles Wesley, John Lennon, and just thousands and thousands of other creative folks is from that same source that we get our creativity, and that's God himself who created us in his image. If, as we acknowledged above, we believe that we are to conduct our lives and our businesses in obedience to him, it stands to reason that the plans we follow should have input from the author of that creativity that we're acting upon. And the best way to make sure that we're following that is to make sure that each day we start seeking his guidance and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives and within our businesses, and as well as reference to his word, where we get that instruction that we're called to obey. Now, God handed down his commandments through Moses, through the Ten Commandments, and some 1,600 other laws and rules and regulations that are found in the Old Testament. And a focus on those mostly shalt nots ended up in the understanding of all who have a mind to think, with the realization that we are unable to follow all of these laws. So God, in his grace, sent his son that we might be able to have some assistance in not only keeping the laws, but in forgiveness and finding a payment for the failure to follow the laws. And Jesus came, and he was challenged by some of the Pharisees, and as to what is the greatest commandment. They were trying to trip him up a little bit and find a way to literally nail him to the cross. And he came back and said, the greatest commandment is to love God and to love others. And rather than focusing on the 1,600 plus shalt nots that are out there and all the other laws that have been created to provide a fence around those laws, the best thing that we can do is to follow the one who gave us himself, and to focus on him and to follow in his footsteps. In his words, he simply said, follow me. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And it's much easier to stay focused on Jesus Christ himself and trying to focus on the myriad of laws and rules and regulations that in essence are impossible to follow. So we're called to be in him, to follow him, to allow him to be in us. And so how do we, in a very practical sense, how do we conduct our lives and our businesses? And from my perspective, what I attempt to do is to begin today with him, to seek his help, to seek his perspective on where I am, where I have been, and where I'm going. Seeking his help during the day when tough decisions come up or times of realization that we've been blessed, just stop and consult with him. And then also seeking others, such as this group gathered here this morning, seeking others to bind together, to hold each other accountable, and to encourage during the day and during the weeks. So one of the practical versions of things that I have found that have made sense for me, both personally and within business, is a saying that I heard a long time ago that I modified a little bit. And that is, when you're confronted with something that's really tough, or somebody who really has done something to upset you, or situations that are really tough, I remind myself, don't get mad, don't get even, get what you want. And then the corollary that I've added to that for my own use is make sure that what I want aligns with what God wants in me and through me. So again, don't get mad, don't get even, get what you want, and make sure that what you want aligns with what God wants for you and through you. And then working through that brings it back full loop. When faced with those issues that make me want to do something that might be one of those 1,600 plus shout nots, I close the loop and come back and simply ask, Lord, what would you have me do? What is your will for me? What is your will for this business that I'm responsible for? And so in a nutshell, that is an acknowledgement that we believe that true success and satisfaction does come from conducting our lives and our businesses in obedience to him. So we'll close with a brief word here. So Father, we thank you for your guidance. We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. We just ask that you would continually remind us to stay close, to keep our eyes upon you. And that if we'll do that, that you will be responsible for the outcome. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen, Howard. What a great word about aligning our will with his will. It's very, very good. Guys, thanks for joining the call today, and go and be the edge. Have a good day.
Thank you,
Howard.
Thanks, Howard. Great.